Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. It is one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. The Pennsylvania Turnpike expecting nearly 3 million people on the roads through this long holiday weekend, a slight uptick from last year. Many of those drivers have been heading down the shore to soak up the sun for this unofficial end of summer. Workers at the Deauville Inn in Strathmere telling NBC 10 they hope this weekend caps off a successful summer for them.
It's a busy time. A lot of our staff has left for the summer because they go back to college. Yeah. So it's a challenging weekend, but it's fun.
And the travel madness continues at the airport. Millions expected to set new travel records during this last big weekend of summer. We get more now from correspondent Perry Russum.
The FAA forecasting the busiest Labor Day in 15 years. United Airlines says this could be a record-setting Labor Day weekend for them. They're highlighting tomorrow as one of the busiest days to fly United, with more than 500,000 people expected to fly. Expedia says if you want to try and save some money, flying on Tuesday is the way to go. You also have less people to deal with, but that's only if you can actually take the day off from work.
From the River Rink to the Chinese Lantern Festival, plenty of events happening in the city, too. Officials say it is best for drivers to hit the roads before 1 p.m. or after 4 p.m. Leaving any time in between is bad news, they say. Philadelphia police, meantime, investigating at least four different shootings. They took place between last night and this morning. KYW's Vic Raghupathy has more.
Just after 10:45 Saturday night, police say a man with a gun in Northern Liberties approached another man around Front Street and Fairmount Avenue and demanded his chains. Then police say after snatching the victim's chains, the robber shot him in the left thigh and demanded money. He also took the victim's iPhone before running off. The 45-year-old victim was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Police described the suspect as a black man with lighter complexion, standing about 5'8 to 5'10, weighing around 215. Authorities say he was wearing a blue denim jacket, a mask, and glasses. About half an hour later, police say a 42-year-old man was shot in the hip and midsection near West Rittenhouse Street and Wayne Avenue in Germantown. He was taken to the hospital privately, and police do not know his condition. Investigators are trying to find a motive. Just after 2:30 Sunday morning, a 41-year-old woman arrived at the hospital after being shot in the neck. Police say she had been shot near North 5th and West Court Streets in Hunting Park. The investigation is ongoing. And around 8:30 a.m., police responded to a shooting at Walker Street and Tyson Avenue in Mayfair. They say the man who had been shot walked to the hospital on his own, and he's stable. Investigators have not made any arrests across the four shootings. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA riders can start buying their weekly and monthly passes for September at pre-fare increased prices. SEPTA officials previously had asked riders to hold off buying their passes until the agency was able to comply with a judge's order to hold off on additional fare increases and service cuts. The agency today saying those cuts and fare hikes, originally set to go into effect starting tomorrow, will now remain on hold until further notice. A SEPTA hearing is scheduled for Thursday. Riders can visit SEPTA.org to find the latest information on the updated fares and service plans. Over the Labor Day weekend, Pennsylvania State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta continues his five-day walk to Harrisburg from North Philadelphia to protest SEPTA's recent budget cuts. KYW Shara Day Howard spoke with him on his travels.
At 124,788 steps and counting, Pennsylvania State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta continues his 105-mile walk to the state capitol.
What I'm doing is symbolic, but it's as American as it gets.
Kenyatta's trek from his 181st legislative district in North Philly began Friday. But what's fueling each step?
As I do this, this is not symbolic for so many of my neighbors and my constituents who are literally walking right now because they've had their bus routes cut.
He says it's intentional that the walk lands on Labor Day weekend and the 62nd anniversary of the March on Washington.
You know, this is one of those moments where it's crystal clear the people in power have to be reminded that it's the people who are actually still in charge.
On Friday, a judge granted a temporary injunction, telling SEPTA to halt its 21.5% fare hike and reduction in rail service. Kenyatta continues to walk for what he hopes will be a more permanent solution.
For these next couple of days, I'm going to be praying with my my feet, literally.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Let's just say this kid's grounded in more ways than one after what happened last night on the monorail tracks over Hershey Park.
Yes!
The panicked crowd at Hershey Park applauding the boy's rescue. He wound up on those monorail tracks high above the park last night. People below telling him to walk across the track to a nearby roof where an adult was waiting to rescue him. He got there, was safely brought down. Hershey Park telling WGAL the boy was reported missing by his mother around 5 o'clock in the evening. He snuck behind some chains and then got onto those monorail tracks. Once he was saved, he was quickly reunited with his family and no doubt got a talking to. That's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.